From a political perspective, it's hard to see any specific progress from more than 2 months of street protests in Hong Kong. Students and other demonstrators called for an open process to select candidates to run for election as Hong Kong's next chief executive. Authorities said no and stuck with it. But in one sense, the protests did clear the air, quite literally. They led to a reduction in air pollution. It makes sense when you think about it. Blocking three major thoroughfares in Hong Kong did cut down on traffic, and that's one of the major contributors to the city's infamous air quality problems. But a local non-governmental organization called the Clean Air Network actually confirmed it. The group measured fine particulate matter in the three protest areas, comparing readings in October to this week. And there's no question, clearing the barricades dirtied the air. The comparisons showed a rise in particulate matter of between 42% and 83% in the different locations. The Clean Air Network says there's a lesson in all of this for Hong Kong officials, saying the protests provided the perfect scenario of showing the potential results of creating pedestrian zones. Bill Dorman, HPR News.